On 6PR Breakfast, it's time to chat with Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles.
Sort of real winter footy weather today, isn't it? Josh Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's very chilly. Very chilly.
How was the weekend up in Northampton, mate?
No, it was great. We had a great weekend. I rocked up there. I got there about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And, yeah, we had a bit of a kick with the kids, which was good. So we had a good turnout with all the kids coming through after the Colts. The Colts won. And then we just did a bit of a signing session and meet and greet and get around the Rezzies. And the Rezzies won as well, which was good. So we had two from two and then was lucky enough to have a bit of time to sit down and watch the league. So we had a few sponsors chucking some money for every time Harry Taylor got a goal. So we had it up at about $600. So I told the boys before the game. And then East Fremantle came in and put another $400. So we had $1,000 per goal that Harry kicked. And you wouldn't believe it. He kind of knew that he had this money and he forgot his boots. So
what?
He rocked up. So the most professional guy who in his AFL career, he forgot his boots, knowing that he had to kick a few goals to raise some money. So he had to borrow one of the boys from the Rezzies game, which was quite funny. And he was a bit, shocked early. I think he kicked the first 3 or 4 points. He had four goals, seven at three-quarter time. So we had $4,000 sitting right there, which was good. And then the big man stepped up in the last quarter and he kicked 6 goals. So he kicked 10-7 for the day. So we got $10,000, which was great. Someone then donated another 1,000, which made it 11. And then we also had some more auction items after the game and presentations, which I think I don't know the final numbers yet, but it got up to around $10,000 to $15,000. So it was a good day at Northampton. We raised some money and had a bit of fun watching some local footy.
But Harry Taylor, I can't let this go, JK. Harry Taylor, a man who, under pressure, played on some of the biggest names in the Australian Football League, the biggest power forwards like yourself or the Jonathan Browns or whoever over 15 years. And one, he forgot his boots. Two, he let the pressure get to him.
He didn't want me to. So he'd come up to me before the game. He goes, "You wouldn't believe it. I've got me boots." And I said, "Mate, are you serious?" And then he's like, "Don't tell anyone because I've got a spare pair from obviously someone from the Rezzies." So I mentioned it to the boys obviously pre-game, but then I'm obviously mentioning it now. So he's probably going to know that I'm telling everyone.
Oh,
but yeah,
that is outstanding.
He got his boots, but he kicked 10-7 in someone else's boots, so it wasn't too bad.
Good on him. Good effort. Now Willie Rioli, of course, is the big talking point back around the football club. Paddy reckons you didn't train yesterday. Were you at the club or did they give you an extra day off?
No. I do. So the Ultra G machine. So it's the machine that kind of, you run it like lower body weight. So it takes a bit of pressure off the body. So there's a few of us who have that in our program early in the week. So I was inside doing touch and then did that. So I'll be doing a little bit out there today. But feeling pretty good. So it was, it's good. We got a lot of boys coming back this week, which
Indeed.
Is pretty exciting.
Indeed. What was it like to have Willie Rioli back at the club? Luke Shuey told us he addressed the team.
So he got up and he spoke before, and it's just great to. It's just grateful that we're, he's back in and back in amongst the mix. So he's, he knows he's got a long road ahead of him to get fit and get ready. But by the looks of the footage and watching him yesterday at training, he hasn't lost any of his skill, which is fantastic. So look, it's just it's good to have him back. We know it's a long road ahead, and he's got to make sure he trains pretty hard to be able to get up for selection. That's if he can play towards this back end of the year.
Is it a bit of an action speak louder than words situation for Willie Rioli now?
Willie's owned what he's done, and we've all accepted what he's done, and it's he's come back into the club. The club gives him another chance, so he knows that. He knows that he has to work his. Work his bum off to train hard and get ready to be able to play for one. That's if he's going to be up for selection towards the back end of the year. So, as a playing group, we know that he's owned what he's done, and we're looking forward to him just getting back into training and getting back into the rhythm of things, which we're going to be hard over because there's going to be a lot of media over probably the first couple of weeks. But it's just good to see Willie Rioli back at the football club.
A fantastic game coming up this weekend against the second place Western Bulldogs, who I think are sort of technically in quarantine here in Perth, but they've been a good side. The earlier game this year was one that didn't quite break the Eagles' way. That was probably one of the best games of the year. It's going to be a big clash.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. They're a fantastic footy club and they've been playing some really good footy and got some gun players. So it's going to be another big challenge for us. So we're looking forward to it. We get a few players back this week, I think, which will be up for selection. So positive for our end. But yeah, look, we're just really, really excited about the challenge because you want to be having a crack against the best teams in the competition. Western Bulldogs are one of the best, so it's looking forward to it.
Fresh and rested, getting ready to get back into it. JK, great to chat. Glad that you raised so much money and everyone else raised so much money for the victims in Northampton. That auction, by the way, I think ends tomorrow night, so jump online and check it out if you haven't already.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the online auction that's been going for a few weeks now, that ends tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on Paul Hasby's segment on the 60-hour show. So, so it's going to be go great. I think there's well over 22 grand at the moment. So get your final bids in. It's all going to a great cause. So.
Absolutely. Good on you, JK. Great to chat, mate. We'll do it next week.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
$1,000 minute up after this. Why don't we take caller number 10 in honour of Harry Taylor's 10 goals? 133-882.